Operations and inventory performance measures. Operations metrics include those related to efficiency, utilization, throughput, inventory, and operating expenses. Inventory metrics reduce ordering and holding costs while maintaining customer service. Operations key performance indicators. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines operational performance measurements as follows. 1. In traditional management, performance measurements related to machine, worker, or department efficiency or utilization. These performance measurements are usually poorly correlated with organizational performance. 2. In theory of constraints, performance measurements that link causally to organizational performance measurements. Throughput, inventory, and operating expense are examples. Some key operational measures include the following. Percentage of master production schedule completed as scheduled. Number of time fence violations, for example, late and expensive replanning. Production yield, standard or maximum yield versus actual yield due to scrap, waste, or other shrinkage. Quality metrics. Inventory turnover broken down by raw material turns, work in process turns, etc. Operational measures may include score DS metrics as discussed elsewhere. Other operational measures include measuring capacity using efficiency and utilization metrics, and these are also addressed elsewhere. Including inventory measurements as part of operational metrics helps counterbalance metrics that promote high utilization, because increasing utilization will increase inventory unless there is sufficient demand for that inventory. Inventory management key performance indicators. From the supply chain management perspective, there are two KPIs for inventory. Reduction of inventory costs related to holding, ordering, and transporting materials, supplies, and finished goods at various points along the supply chain. Achievement of customer service targets related to the quality, availability, and on-time delivery of products and services, which may depend upon availability of supplies. Since inventory represents such a large investment, improving inventory management promises a significant boost in return on investment. Keeping too little inventory in the system can result in frustratingly long lead times, broken orders, lost customers, and lower market share. On the other hand, too much inventory could have a negative financial impact and increases the risk of holding distressed goods. Goods that are held too long may face a reduction in inventory value, write-offs, or disposal costs. In some industries, the obsolescence or spoilage rate is quite rapid. The tightrope you walk with inventory management is to reduce the cost of holding and transporting goods while meeting or exceeding customer service goals. Setting and regularly updating an inventory policy is one way organizations perform this balancing act, because it keeps the aggregate and item levels at specific locations from growing too large. Metrics related to process improvements can reduce the costs per inventory movement or transaction. Methods of tracking inventory. Tracking is necessary to keep inventory secure and accounted for. Inventory shrinkage is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as reductions of actual quantities of items in stock, in process, or in transit. The loss may be caused by scrap, theft, deterioration, evaporation, so forth. Inventory tracking can help minimize the losses from pilferage or misplacement, because an organized system makes it difficult for items to be misplaced or stolen. A tracking system can also identify damaged or obsolete goods so that inventory can be properly valued. Finally, tracking inventory is necessary for accounting, since inventory is an asset that must be recorded accurately. A proper inventory tracking process assists with keeping accurate counts of inventory. Most organizations track inventory through the use of a warehouse management system while in storage and a transportation management system while in transit. Any inventory tracking system will have certain steps. Identify the item. Items are identified through the stock keeping unit, SKU. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines an SKU as follows. 1. An inventory item. For example, a shirt in 6 colors and 5 sizes would represent 30 different SKUs. 2. In a distribution system, an item at a particular geographic location. For example, one product stocked at the plant and at 6 different distribution centers would represent 7 SKUs. Items are also identified by association with a purchase order, which indicates expected quantity and location. Verify the quantity. Inbound and outbound items must be physically counted and verified against the purchase order. Obtain an order to make a move or request a move and obtain approval. A transaction record is initiated when either of these occurs. Execute the inventory movement. Inventory is moved between locations. Create a record of the transaction completion. The transaction record is finalized after material movement, unless done electronically using tools such as radio frequency identification, RFID, that occurs simultaneously with the material movement. Inventory tracking systems plus inventory audit results will provide two metrics: record on hand, ROH, which is the amount the tracking system indicates should be present, and the physical on hand, POH, which is the result of a physical count. When the POH is less than the ROH due to shrinkage, there will need to be an inventory record adjustment so that inventory replenishment systems are using correct data. Failures in this area could result in items being sold even though they or a necessary component for their manufactured order is not actually available.